who was willing to go to jail to not testify before Congress, and the guy who sort of in I don't know if his life, I don't know enough about his life, but who seems to understand the base and the most powerful elements of the Trump base better than anybody in Trump land, and that is Steve Bannon. And I don't have any idea if Bannon has any role in all this, but it does seem like Musk has stumbled, not by taking more attention from Trump, which is how most people stumble, but by dirtying him up politically. The things that Musk is doing are not popular among Republican voters in Republican districts.
That's the whole point. I think that Musk could get away with a lot, but he cannot in any way endanger his popularity. When he starts seeing polls coming down based on things that Musk got him to do or that Musk did in his name, that gets his attention. You got to remember, a narcissist, it's about him. And when you are doing things that in any way injures or besmirches the image of the narcissist, he's got to react. All the logic in the world doesn't matter. Everything else doesn't matter. But wait a minute, he's making me look bad. I don't care how rich he is. And I think that that's what Musk is going to run into here.
What's interesting, though, is that this is a different Trump, because the co-presidency has been going on since the beginning, and that doesn't bother Trump. What bothers him, and what has always, I think, sustained him politically, is this reptilian survival sense that if all the Republicans are voted out of office in 2 years, that is a much bumpier road.
It's a much bumpier road. He knows that it will kill anything that he wants to leave as a legacy. And he has no way of stopping that if the polls keep dropping. I think that we really have to understand Donald Trump, at the end of the day, is about Donald Trump. And he's not going to share that with anyone. Spotlight doesn't care. He knows he's the president, and Musk is not the president and never will be. But what he does...
Hi, I'm Melinda Crawford, a Scottish fiddler, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando!
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello, everybody,
and welcome to another action-packed episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots Program, depending on where you are listening. I am Mando Richard, and I've got quite the show for you today. We've got two interviews, one with Abby Gardner, about 11:20, or about 20 minutes in, and then at the top of the hour, we'll hear from Chris Matthews. But first, it's time for our Liquored Up set, and here come the Hush Puppies.
likes liquor better than me.
Low down to shame. Look ought to be your middle name. Oh, yeah.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Forget her, put a dime in the jukebox and sing along. Yes, I'll have one more round if I don't miss her. Another bottle of help me forget her. Maybe I'll stop caring before long. Hello, bartender. Yes, it's been quite some time. Say she's here again. Well, I'm really not surprised. I've heard she drops by now and then. Here she's making lots of new friends. And I wonder if I ever cross her mind. Another bottle of help me forget her. Put a dime in the jukebox and sing along. Yes, I'll have one more round if I don't miss her. Another bottle of help me forget her. Maybe I'll stop caring before long. See her laughing. My, she looks happy tonight. See them dancing. She's holding him so tight. And it just breaks my heart to see him kissing tender lips that I've been missing. And taking all the love that once was mine. Another bottle of help me forget her. Put a dime in the jukebox and sing along. Yes, I'll have one more round if I don't miss her. Another bottle of help me forget her. Maybe I'll stop caring before long. Maybe I'll stop caring before long.
You said that you'd be happy with a baby on your knee, but here I sit with him in my arms and you're slipping around on me. You thought that you were being wise when you called me on the phone and you said that you had been delayed, but you'd soon be coming home. I knew that you'd been cheating 'cause you'd stayed away so long, and I heard the jukebox playing when you call me on the phone.
Jesse's back visiting, and he and I were just chatting about this guitarist, John Fahey. This is from, my memories is from 1969, I think. John Fahey doing the Desperate Man Blues, and that'll be the musical bed while I tell you about the Liquored Up set here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program. We start off with Hush Puppies. The Hush Puppies, an old-time band doing Likes Liquor Better Than Me from their self-titled record that came out right about the turn of the millennium. Then Jontavious Willis played Liquor from his 2019 record, Spectacular Class. And then we went back to 1973 for Jim Ed Brown. Heartache Killer. Yeah, serve him some more of that Heartache Killer. That's from his LP, Bar Rooms and Papa Tops. And then we went back to 1952 for Kitty Wells doing I Heard the Jukebox Playing. Wasn't that one a sad one? And now, it's time for the first of the two interviews we have planned for today's show. This first one's with Abby Gardner, who's been one of our heroes since, well, gosh, since the first time we heard of the band Red Molly, because she's the dobro player in that band. And if you're listening in Pittsburgh, she is coming to the Calliope House Root Cellar on May 8th. And if you're not listening in Pittsburgh, you make sure you support live music wherever you are, and I think you will enjoy this conversation. Starting off with Bluffer, old songs. So here we go. Abby Gardner.
Don't need no flowers.
what you just heard was Abby Gardner singing and playing Honey on My Grave, which was the title track to one of her old albums. And she is on the line with us right now. Hi, Abby.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, and I hope you are as well.
Yes.
Honey on My Grave is really, I love the imagery in that song, the lyrics.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's nice that you're digging deep into my first kind of Dobro-y record that I ever made.
It's one of the things that's unique about your music is you're out there just you and your Dobro.
Yeah.
That's quite a challenge to sing and accompany yourself on the Dobro, not just a guitar.
Yeah, it is. I used to wonder why more people didn't do it. And by making a record with just those two things, I figured out why. It's not easy, but it's very challenging and satisfying when I can pull it off.
Well, there's so many possibilities you can have from the Dobro.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's like a human voice, really.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you playing counter melodies or harmonies and chords and accompanying yourself. Really, it's really very interesting to listen to.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Now, I got to ask, though, why are there so few women who play the Dobro in country music? I could only think of Sally Van Meter, you, and Cindy Cashdollar off the top of my head.
Yeah, I mean, those are some great. Sally Van Meter, she was one of my first teachers ever. She really whipped me into shape, and she's got that tone that's just amazing. And then, Cindy Cashdollar has become a really good friend too, and she blows me away. But yeah, there's not too many of us. I'm hoping to shift that a little bit, and just by being out there doing it, hopefully plant the seed for more women. I think we play a little differently, you know. It's just there's room. So if anybody is thinking about it, come on board. I'm even making like little, you know, I have a course called Dobro from Scratch, which is just, you know, you don't have to know anything, and I'll show you how to get started. Just because I really want people to give it a shot.
Well, for those of you who are not familiar with what we're referring to is the Dobro, it's a resophonic guitar that you play in your lap. So it doesn't have a sound hole. It has all sorts of metal hardware that amplify and sweeten the sound.
Yeah. The way I like to tell people, especially on radio, is like, you know that guitar that has a hubcap sticking in it? That's the one. And I play it on my lap. It's got a square neck, so it's meant to be played sitting down. And you're kind of looking at it like it's a table.
Well, we're having a good time with Abby Gardner here on the radio because she is coming to Pittsburgh on Thursday,
Yay!
May 8th for Calliope House over at the Root Cellar on 6300 Fifth Avenue. And the concert's at 7 p.m. on Thursday, May 8th. Have you and or Red Molly been to Pittsburgh a lot?
Definitely Red Molly came to Pittsburgh. I had a show in Pittsburgh that got canceled because I got stuck in the snow between New York, where I was living, and Pittsburgh. But so I'm glad to finally come back and make good on my promise.
That's right. We mentioned Red Molly. Abby is one of the three women who sings such beautiful trio harmony and also plays the Dobro in that band. That is a really fun band. I mean, if for no other reason than naming the band after a character in Richard Thompson's song about the old motorcycle.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a lot of fun on and off stage. We haven't been playing or touring since the pandemic, but we're definitely still a unit and stay in touch. And it's so nice when I hear people, you know, oh, I'm a Red Molly fan, or my mom's a Red Molly fan. I've been hearing that more lately, but I'll take it. I'm glad to come back to Pittsburgh for sure. I know you have like a really nice foundation, you know, with the Calliope House and the Root Cellar. I know they have several stages, and then the City Winery out there. I know there's like a really nice music scene, so I'm excited to get back in touch with it.
I moved here about 7 years ago, and that's one of the things that I've really noticed too, is, I mean, there's a huge jazz community, a huge country community, a huge folk community, traditional music, and of course the Pittsburgh Orchestra, Pittsburgh Symphony. So it is a very musical town.
Yeah, that's great.
One of the things that I've not seen too much written about is your dad's influence on your music. Herb Gardner, your dad, is still playing piano.
Yes, he is. He lives up in Massachusetts now. And growing up, he's a professional musician, plays jazz and Dixieland and swing. And just hearing him and watching him having so much fun playing his music has really been just, that was my earliest influence. It's like, ooh, that looks like fun. You know, he would laugh as he's going out the door saying, oh, I got to go to work, you know, but it's a gig. So I'm like, wow, work sounds fun.
Dixieland. I can remember listening to Dixieland music on a steamboat in St. Louis. That's where I was raised. You know, it's like there's just something infectious about that music.
Yes. Yeah. It's just like pure fun, you know.
Well, I think your playing is pretty much pure fun, too.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, but that in part comes from that whole idea of music is fun. It's a fun way to communicate with people and with band members and audience members. And you certainly carry that on in your music.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I try. I mean, I'm always having fun up there. And even if I, you know, play something unexpected, something comes out, that's usually when I smile the biggest. Just like, oh, look at that. That's how it goes tonight. So I'm definitely not a perfectionist. I grew up playing classical music, but this is one thing I love about this kind of music. I play, you know, Americana and blues and folk, and it's like a living, breathing thing that changes every night. And if I'm feeling like, oh, I want another chance at that solo, I'm going to take it and see what happens.
We are chatting with Abby Gardner, and coming up next is the song I have played the most off of your most recent release, Dobro Singer. Three-quarter time. Tell us about this waltz.
Oh, yeah. So I love waltzes. I always do my sound check with the Tennessee Waltz or something like that. And at one point, I just started putting it together. I'm like, you know what? I think my heart beats in three-quarter time. And it felt, you know, really poetic. So I wrote it in my notebook somewhere and held on to it for a while. And then during the pandemic, I was playing around with the ukulele and this melody came out. And I was like, oh, I know what this one needs. You know, finally I have the melody that'll go with this nugget of an idea. And then I wrote it from there and ended up having to transfer it to the Dobro. But I just love playing the song. It's very romantic. It's also gives me a chance to harmonize. So like I'll sing a melody note and then I'll play a harmony as if my Dobro is like a voice harmonizing along with me. I kind of miss the Red Molly harmonies. So that's part of what I try to do in my solo performances. I break away from the rhythm for a minute just to put in that harmony to support it. And I think it just, it's really fun.
My
What you just heard was Abby Gardner playing her song three-quarter time from her Dobro Singer record, which came out, that was what, 2022 that came out, or late 2021?
Yes.
I forget.
2022.
And she is coming to Pittsburgh for Calliope House at the Root Cellar on Thursday, May 8th at 7 p.m. And for more information about Calliope House, you can go to www.calliopehouse.org. And Abby, where could listeners go to learn more about your music?
The best place is right on my website, abbygardner.com. That's A-B-B-I-E-G-A-R-D-N-E-R.
Now, I think of the Dobro in so many different ways. It's like the portable pedal steel guitar. It's, you know, you know, think of it as, oh, is it the Hawaiian style guitar? Is it country music and all that stuff? How did you pick out the Dobro to become your signature instrument?
Yeah, well, like I said, my dad's a jazz musician. My mom would bring the whole family to bluegrass festivals when I was growing up. So I had that sound of Jerry Douglas in my head forever, and Mike Aldridge. So, you know, it took me a while to get to it. I was about 30 when I finally landed on the Dobro. And it came about because I was playing guitar, and I was playing bottleneck guitar, which is, you know, the way Derek Trucks plays. He puts the slide on his finger and plays in a normal sort of guitar way. I was playing that way, and it was really hurting my hand. I don't think I had a very good hand position. But Dobro, it was kind of a funny moment where I was watching Jerry Douglas, and I was thinking about, like, body mechanics and what would help me play better, so without pain. So the lap style of the Dobro, I was watching him, and I was like, oh, that's what I need to do. I need to switch over to that. And like, it was a chocolate and peanut butter kind of moment. Like, my music side and my, like, I have a background in healthcare. So like, those two things kind of came together, and I was like, I must play the Dobro. So I did. I went right over at that festival. I went to the Beard Guitars booth. That was the company that was there. And I asked them for a student model, and they sent it to my house during the week after the festival. And then the next weekend, I went to a folk festival, the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival,
yeah,
in upstate New York. And I brought the Dobro with me, and I had a book of bluegrass songs and Gillian Welch songs. And I was camping with a bunch of songwriters from New York. And we ended up in a band. By the end of that weekend, we had formed Red Molly. Yeah. It was crazy. You got to be careful with these festivals. You might end up in a band.
Well, I've always found it's a heck of a lot more fun to play with friends than it is to just answer an ad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a very organic beginning. We kind of slipped into this three-part harmony, and we're like, this feels good. Maybe we should do this more. You know, we didn't know it, we would be a band, but that was the beginnings of it. Just like, let's do more of this. This is fun.
So what are some of the coolest places that you've ridden your Dobro to?
I think Australia for sure. Very fun to go there. The flight, not so much, but once I was there, it was great. And went up to Alaska and all around. I love going to Colorado in the summers. It's just beautiful there. I'm very lucky that I get to travel.
One of my favorite records of all time is an old record that came out on the Puritan label. You've probably run across this with Josh Graves on the Dobro and guitar, and Kenny Baker, not on fiddle, but on fingerstyle guitar.
Oh, wow.
Do you have any favorites that you'd like to go back to, or you'd like to urge our listeners to go to?
Well, I mean, lately I've been listening to a lot, not on the bluegrass side, but I listen to that stuff too. But lately I've been listening to a lot of Kelly Joe Phelps, and he's a lap style guitar player, so no hubcap in his instrument.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but he gave me a lot of inspiration. He played solo for a long time, lap style slide. And he was originally, I think, a bass player. So his bass leading while he's playing slide and singing, and it's really incredible. So his record, Roll Away the Stone, is probably one of my all-time favorites.
Well, I'm going to have to go look for that one and share it with my listeners on the radio.
Yes, it's great.
We are chatting with Abby Gardner, having a fun time talking about this stuff, and it's just about time for us to move on. But remember, folks, wherever you are listening to this, even if you're not in Pittsburgh, go out and support live music. And if you are in Pittsburgh, remember that Abby Gardner will be appearing for Calliope House at the Root Cellar on Thursday, May 8th at 7 p.m. We've got another track picked out, and it's also from Dobro Singer, Only All the Time. Oh, my God, this one's a sweet one.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, so Only All the Time is, it was born from a Red Molly soundcheck, honestly. That song is an answer song to a Dolly Parton song. So Dolly Parton has a song called Do I Ever Cross Your Mind?
Right.
And we were doing that with Red Molly. And Molly Venter, one of the singers in Red Molly, she was checking her microphone, but she likes to make up different melodies for the same songs that we've been playing. And it was always fascinating to watch. But I heard Dolly's song in a different way because of the different melody she was singing. And I was like, oh, it's a question. Do I ever cross your mind? Why has no one answered Dolly Parton? Like, So I started writing. I wrote the chorus. You know, the answer is only all the time. And then I stopped myself. I was like, you know what? I need to write the rest of this with Molly because she was part of the inspiration. So we went back and forth about it. And so that's a co-write.
Well, it's a really nice song. Thank you so much for your time, Abby.
Thank you so much, Richard. This has been great.
All right, folks, here comes Abby Gardner with Only All the Time.
Thanks so much, Richard. I really appreciate it.
My mind, darling, only
I sure hope you enjoyed that conversation we had with Abby Gardner. And during that conversation, you heard her doing Honey on My Grave, three-quarter time, and Only All the Time. In the background right now, you're listening to the LP that I told her about. Josh Graves on the dobro, Kenny Baker on the guitar, doing High Country from the Puritan Sessions that came out in 1973. And now here comes a track from the artist that Abby mentioned during the conversation, Kelly Joe Phelps, and his 1997 song, Roll Away the Stone.
Early one morning, yeah, all as I look out across a worn-out plain. Early one morning, yeah, all as I look out across a worn-out plain. Dust Bowl memories, you can hear me shout. Dust Bowl memories, you can hear me shout. I wanna roll away the stone. Two-step of slumber, come on, leave my eyes. Oh, leave me bound to go. Step of slumber, come on, leave my eyes. Oh, I'm bound to go. Teach me, Lord, thy righteous way. Teach me, Lord, thy righteous way. I want to roll, I want to roll away the stone. See that getting down yonder road? Which one will I follow? See that getting down yonder road? Which one will I follow? Loose my shackles here, loose my shackles here.
Soil for me, and I'm on my way to Italy from
Mexico, riding on a tanker, feeling mighty low. My good gal's behind me, no loving for so long. I'm going back to Texas, for that's where I belong.
Sure hope that set of music didn't whipsaw your head too badly. Back at the beginning of the set, we heard from Kelly Joe Phelps doing Roll Away the Stone, the title track from his 1997 album, and we included that because Abby Gardner referred to that record in our conversation that happened just before that here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program. Then we heard from Glenn Phillips doing a cover of David Crosby's Music is Love. That's from a compilation called Calamericana Volume 3 that just came out this week. And then we went back to 2010 for 92-year-old Willie Nelson's. Well, he wasn't 92 at the time. He is now doing Seaman's Blues. And in the background right now, you're listening to Pittsburgh guitarist Ray Pelletier play Hashtag Modern from the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle 2025 album. I am Amanda Richard. I sure hope you're enjoying the show. We got more great stuff coming right after the station break.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
All right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can't. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak, on the phone to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911 and the message. Include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Check, click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to people in distress when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you.
Hi, I'm DJ Firefly, the electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
After Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music.
Welcome back to the second part of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots Program. And in lieu of our folk rock set, we're going to have a visit with Chris Matthews, who's coming to Pittsburgh for UU Songspace on Saturday, May 10th. And first up will be her track, Suit and Tie.
They were a boy until they realized that wasn't them at all. Never felt like one or the other of those decals that assigned us to a bathroom stall. They turned 18, went to court, paid the fees, chose a new name to be called. They were a boy until they realized that wasn't them at all. Been a girl from as far back as my memory recalls. Never looked much like the others. I was always too big, always too tall. Loved Carolina blue, loved my He-Man shoes and playing basketball. This world is a mess and it's getting worse as days go by. Uncivil unrest about who's a girl and who's a guy. But this heart beating in my chest knows the truth I can't deny. I might look good in a dress, but I feel better in a suit and tie. back as his memory recalls. Never looked much like the others. He was always too soft, always too small. Loved to dance and sing and cut up fashion magazines for all his paper dolls. He's been a boy from as far back as his memory recalls. Since before she knew the word trans at all. Never felt much like the others, trapped inside the casket confines of their gender's walls. Moved to Tennessee, now she's so scared she can barely breathe from all their hateful laws. Been a girl since before she knew the word trans at all. This world is a mess and it's getting worse as days go by. Uncivil unrest about who's a girl and who's a guy. But this heart beating in my chest knows the truth I can't deny. I might look good in a dress, but I feel better in a suit and tie. Yeah, I look good in a dress, but I look better in a suit and